previously on Groom Under Fire.
Tanya Chesterfield and Stephen Wachols are your friends. Why wouldn't you want to attend their wedding?
Because the thought of Tanya marrying any man, let alone Stephen, makes me physically sick.
Where is that light? I can't see a thing.
Tanya turns on the overhead lamp, bathing the room in light, to discover it has already been bathed in blood, spattered across the floor, the couch, and the wall.
We don't know anything for certain. There's a hell of a lot of blood in the groom's quarters, but until the crime lab does a DNA test, we don't even know for certain that it's his. The grandfather died a decade ago. Don't you already have your money?
Not yet. The only way you can access your funds is to marry.
But if Steven's been kidnapped, we won't get him back until I've paid for his return.
So, you'll marry someone else.
Oh, you expect us to just find another groom in a few days?
We already have one. You, of course.
Tanya, are you okay?
I think so.
Were you hit? Are you hurt?
No, I'm okay, but your neck. Oh my God, Cooper, you're bleeding.
It's okay. It's just a scratch. I'm fine, I promise.
He wasn't, though. He was tempted in this moment to kiss his best friend's bride while the poor man was literally missing.
We should call the police.
Is he gone, you think?
I think so. We need to call and report the shooting. There could be shell casings to recover outside.
What was that?
Shh. Come here.
Hello?
Damn it, Logan! I almost shot you.
Looks like you got a little trigger happy already. Way to take out the entire window, bro.
I didn't fire anything. The shooter was already down the street. Why are you here? Checking up on me?
You said you were going to get some information for me, remember? Tanya's list of difficult cases and exes. I also need to take Tanya with me.
What? Mom doesn't trust me to protect her?
No, something about tradition or superstition. Mom doesn't want you to spend the night before your wedding with your bride.
Parker, it's me. You here?
Cooper! What are you doing? You're not supposed to be here. This is not a safe house.
I don't need a safe house.
Those shots could have been meant for you.
After the car tried to run over Tanya? Nah. Those shots were meant for her. Are you sure she's safe with Logan?
Have you been gone so long that you forget who Logan is? Logan Payne always keeps his word. If he promised her he would keep her safe, he will keep her safe. It's you that I'm worried about.
Me? I told you, the shots weren't meant for me.
If someone's figured out you're standing in for the groom, they could have been. Look what happened to Stephen.
We don't know what happened to Stephen. That's why I'm here. We need to look through his stuff.
I've already been here.
But when you were here, you were just looking for Stephen. Did you find his laptop?
It's password protected. Besides, what are we even going to find on that? His kidnapper isn't sending him emails. If anything, Tanya would get a message.
We don't know that this is a kidnapping. We don't know what the hell this is.
Nice picture. I noticed it earlier. You three looked like best friends there.
Yeah. It's old. High school was a long time ago. Are there any more recent photos? Any of Tanya?
Maybe on his phone?
I couldn't find it.
It must be with him.
Or his body.
Nikki's been trying to track the GPS on it, but she hasn't picked anything up. Maybe the battery's been removed?
Or the phone's been destroyed.
You really don't think he was kidnapped, do you?
I don't know what to think.
Well, you're not going to find any answers here. We need to get you to a safe house before Logan loses it. Speak of the devil. We'll be there soon, Logan. We stopped back at Stephen's. No, I didn't invite him here. He just showed up.
Is he pissed at you?
He's been pissed at me since we shared a room. Stop stressing, Twinny. We'll meet you shortly.
What the hell's going on? Parker, Cooper, was that a gunshot?
What's going on? Logan? Logan, answer me. What's happening?
I don't know.
I was on the phone with Parker, and then I heard gunshots. Cooper! Parker! Answer me! Damn it. The line is dead.
What? I thought you sent them to a safe house.
I did. They didn't make it there yet. They stopped at Steven's condo.
Why did they go there?
Cooper wanted to search it himself. For clues. On the job one day, and he thinks he's a detective.
We need to make sure they're all right. Let me grab my coat.
No. No. Not we. You're not going anywhere.
Cooper is getting shot at because of me. I'm not gonna just sit here.
You don't know that.
He's only been home a couple days after years of being gone. There is no reason for anyone else to be shooting at him.
I don't even know that the shots I overheard were being fired at them. You need to stay here. I'll go find out what's going on.
You're leaving me alone? Please, just let me come. I'll stay in the car.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing anything to risk anyone else's safety, especially not yours. Take my gun. Just in case anything happens.
As she holds the cold metal in her hands, pain clutches her heart at the thought of worst-case scenario. After more than a decade away from his family, Cooper could be dead just days after returning home. She wished she had kissed him now, if only just to see if it still felt as magical and sensual as she had remembered it all these years.
Lock yourself in the bedroom and don't come out. If anyone tries to come through that door without identifying themselves first, squeeze the trigger and keep shooting until you've run out of bullets.
Logan.
Yeah?
Please bring him home safe.
What the hell was that? You just knocked my phone out of my hand and probably destroyed Steven's computer.
You're welcome. You know, what's a phone when I just saved your life?
Sure, you saved my life.
Someone was firing real bullets at us. If you think they were blanks, then maybe I should let one of them hit you.
You really expect me to thank you?
That's the usual custom. When someone saves another person's life, you know. In some countries, that would make you my indentured servant. You would have to wait on me hand and foot in reward for my heroism.
All those damn medals and commendations went straight to your head. You wouldn't have had to save me if you hadn't put me in danger in the first place.
How is this any of my fault?
You wanted to come here.
You came here earlier tonight.
Yeah, and nobody shot at me then because I'm not getting married to the Grim Reaper bride tomorrow.
Don't be an asshole. Shh. Get him. What was that?
Hey, Paula, Kathy, quit your bickering and stop cowering behind that car.
We're not cowering. We took cover.
Yeah, I figured. I heard the shots over the phone. I take it you're both okay.
I wouldn't say that. I took quite a hit from our little brother.
Where's Tanya? You didn't bring her along, did you?
She's at the safe house.
Alone? You didn't see the threats. Whoever this is has been stalking her for years. He could have seen who she left with and followed you.
Coop, I wasn't followed.
You can't be sure of that, man. Tell me where she is, Logan.
Across town, Tanya had been sitting in silence for so long that she had become aware of noises she had never heard before, like the sound of her own blood rushing through her veins. How long had Logan been gone?
Damn it!
Oh my God! Cooper, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you're alive. You had me worried.
No thanks to you. I guess Logan was right when he said I needed protecting from you. Man, I didn't think you would shoot me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else. I shouldn't have fired the gun until I saw who it was, but your brother said to shoot anyone who came through the door without announcing himself.
And announcing myself in Afghanistan would have gotten me killed for sure. I'm starting to think I was safer there.
So Logan was right. He heard shots on the phone.
Yeah. Are you okay, though?
Outside Steven's condo?
Just as we were leaving the complex. Neither of us got hit, but it may have been just trying to scare us or something.
To scare you? So you won't marry me?
Don't worry, I don't scare easily.
It's not good, Coop. If he can't scare you off, he will try to kill you. I have to call off the wedding. This isn't safe.
What about a ransom demand on Steven? You won't be able to meet it if you don't marry.
I've been checking every 10 minutes. No calls yet.
It could still come.
Wouldn't it have been made already? Why would they wait?
Maybe they're waiting to see if you actually get the money together.
But if they don't want money to give Steven back, we'll have gotten married for nothing.
Yeah. For nothing, I guess.
Don't worry. As soon as I get my inheritance, we can get divorced. Or annulled. Yeah, an annulment is better.
Cooper's pride stung at her words. An annulment would mean the marriage was never consummated. He wasn't the real groom. Stephen was. He was just a stand-in. Stephen was the man she loved, and he was just the man she had nearly shot.
Fine, yeah, that works.
Are you sure? I don't want to put you in any more danger.
Listen to me. You're not putting me in danger.
Yes, I am. By marrying you, I am.
I've survived 3 deployments. I'll be fine.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
As he lifted her hand to his face, her fingers skimmed along his jaw. They trembled, and his heart lurched at her touch. Could she actually care about him?
Your family worried so much when you were gone. If something happened to you now...
It won't.
If you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay, then. If you're certain you'll be safe, I'll marry you, Cooper Payne.
Cooper knew in this moment he wouldn't be safe, not even with his resolve to not risk his heart on her. She was so damn beautiful that he doubted he would be able to control his attraction to her. Even now, he was so tempted to lean forward, to close the distance between them and press his lips to hers. But then she was the one arching up and forward, closing the distance between them.
Thank you.
Maybe she meant to kiss his cheek, but Cooper turned his head to meet her lips. It should have been just a quick peck, but Tanya gasped as the kiss deepened. Cooper couldn't help himself. He dipped his tongue between her parted lips and tasted her. She was sweeter than he remembered. Why had he just kissed her? And why had she kissed him back? He knew she loved another man. A man who had always been a good friend to him, even when Cooper had let distance grow between them. Kissing the man's fiance was an act of betrayal.
I'm sorry. That shouldn't have happened. I wasn't even here.
What?
My mother asks. You didn't see me last night or this morning.
Wedding traditions.
Yeah, wedding traditions. Try to get some sleep. We have to be at the church in a few hours.
What about you?
Cooper shrugged off her question. After that kiss, he doubted he would be able to close his eyes without imagining where it could have led.
I don't need much sleep anymore.
He'd had much longer, much more dangerous days than these. He gently pushed her back until she lay down to bed. Then he pulled the blanket over her. He needed to stand up, needed to step away from the bed before he was tempted to crawl into it with her and hold her. It had been so long since he'd seen her, and tonight he had nearly lost her, twice. But then he remembered she wasn't his to lose.
I thought you didn't want to come to their wedding because you didn't care anymore. That's not the case at all, is it? You didn't want to come back because you cared too much.
Can we talk outside? Can we talk out there?
Come on, Coop. She's more than a friend to you.
Look, she and Steven were my best friends in high school. They helped me get through losing Dad.
You should get some sleep. Big day tomorrow. You have to marry your friend.
Tanya lay awake all night, restless. Light trickled in through the blinds now as she thought about the night before. Hours had passed, but her lips still tingled from that kiss. What had she been thinking to kiss Cooper Payne? He wasn't the teenage boy with whom she had once been friends. He was a man now, and his kiss had proven that. But then, even as a boy, he'd kissed like a man.
Good morning, sweetheart. Okay if I come in?
Hi, Miss Payne. Sorry, I was just getting up.
I heard you had quite a night. Are you hanging in okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Just a little tired from it all.
It's all gonna be okay. Come here, give me a hug.
Thank you for everything.
You're like one of my own, sweetheart. I would do anything for you.
I'm so sorry that I'm putting your family in danger.
Hey, now. You're not responsible for any of this, Tanya. And honey, my boys have been putting themselves in danger since the day they were each born. Climbing trees too high, riding bikes too fast, joining the police force and the Marines.
Is that hard for you, after what happened?
Truthfully, having them act so much like their father has kept him alive for me. And probably for them, too.
But they put their lives at risk.
Living puts our lives at risk. Driving a car, taking a bus, going to the mall. Bad things happen everywhere, every day. Not just Afghanistan. Cooper survived that, and he can survive anything. Come on, let's get you dressed. We have a wedding today. Your sister should be on her way already.
Rochelle? She's still gonna stand up there with me?
Of course. She's your sister. Family sticks together. Mr. Gregory, hello.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I really need a word with Ms. Chesterfield.
Come here just a minute. Let me see you closer.
Excuse me?
Yes, you'll do.
Ma'am, with all due respect, I really just need a moment with Tanya.
Well, Tanya needs someone to walk her down the aisle. I was going to enlist my eldest boy, but it would be better to have someone who's been a part of Tanya's life.
I'm sure Ms. Chesterfield would rather...
No, I would be happy to have you walk me down.
Fabulous. I'll leave you two to discuss it then.
She is something else.
Mrs. Fain is wonderful.
I would have gone with misguided.
I'm sorry that she enlisted you in the wedding. If it makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to participate.
This whole wedding makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
I'm worried that these people may be taking advantage of you.
They're helping me.
But you wouldn't need help if Stephen hadn't disappeared.
Exactly.
He disappeared from here, Tanya. And immediately after that, she suggested that her son take his place. It just feels a tad convenient, that's all.
What are you saying?
Your grandfather always worried that you and your sister would be taken advantage of because of your inheritance.
That is not the case with the Paynes.
Your grandfather did not trust Cooper Payne.
He what?
He warned the boy years ago.
Did he try to buy off Cooper too?
He just pointed out to him that you were out of his league. You still are out of his league, Tanya. The only reason you're marrying him is because your real groom conveniently disappeared.
There is nothing convenient about Stephen's disappearance.
It's convenient for Cooper Payne, since he's stepping in as your groom. Don't you find it the least bit suspicious that his mother managed to obtain a marriage license at such short notice?
If you're implying that the Paynes are responsible for what happened to Stephen, you're dead wrong.
This is why your grandfather put the stipulation on your inheritance, because you tend to be too naive and trusting.
Grandfather didn't know me, and neither do you. Moreover, you don't know the Paynes at all. They would never harm anyone.
You think that's still true of Cooper? He's been to war. You don't know how that can change a man. He isn't the boy you remember.
Why would Cooper hurt Stephen?
Jealousy, maybe? Over you?
We were never anything but friends.
Oh, the kid mooned around after you. That was why your grandfather told him to stay away from you.
That was a long time ago.
So maybe it's about money now. He's probably not making much working for his family. But marrying you...
You think Cooper is marrying me for my money? That's ridiculous.
If you're so sure, then have him sign a prenup. Prove he has no interest in your inheritance.
I can't ask him to do that.
If you can't, I will.
No.
Tanya grabbed his briefcase to stop him. The last thing she needed was her grandfather's lawyer insulting Cooper. As her grandfather must have all those years ago, was that why he'd said they should just be friends? What would he have done if she'd disagreed with him? Too many years had passed. The past was in the past. She had to accept that she would never know now.
Just think about it.
Please leave now. I would prefer to have Logan Payne walk me down the aisle.
I wouldn't walk you down the aisle to Cooper Payne anyways. Your grandfather would haunt me for certain.
Cooper Payne looked so handsome that he completely stole Tanya's breath. His tailored suit accentuated the contours of his well-toned physique, and the intensity in his gaze was palpable. As it had the night before, her heart pounded so loudly that she heard it, as well as her blood rushing in her ears. She never heard what Logan said to her as he leaned down and kissed her cheek. Even the first words the minister spoke were lost to her.
When Cooper took her hands in both of his, her heart stopped beating entirely for a moment. She felt like that teenage girl she had once been. The one who had dreamed every night of Cooper Payne declaring his love for her. But then she reminded herself that all that Cooper had ever declared for her was friendship. She wanted to believe that he had only done that because her grandfather had warned him off. But if Cooper really wanted something, he never let anyone scare him off. She had to accept he hadn't really wanted her. Then, or now.
Do you take this man to be your husband, Tanya?
I do.
And do you, Cooper, take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
For a moment, Tanya let herself believe it was real, that Cooper Payne was so in love with her that he wanted to become her husband, that he wanted a happily ever after with her, and not just until the annulment. Tears of happiness burned her eyes, and she furiously blinked as she tried to clear her vision. But the tears kept burning her eyes and the back of her throat. Finally, she realized that it wasn't tears of emotion, but smoke that was blurring her vision. The church was on fire. The asthma that had haunted her childhood flared again, choking her. Usually it only acted up in the spring with seasonal allergies, but smoke had always been her biggest trigger. Now she stood on her wedding day, gasping for air, as her inhaler lay in her purse upstairs. She would never make it that far before passing out, before dying. Seeing the groom before her wedding had brought Tanya terrible, fatal luck.
What are you doing? Let go of my arm!
Just do it. Pronounce us man and wife.
I now pronounce you man and wife!
It was official. Tanya Chesterfield was not just his bride, she was now his wife. But she was coughing harder than the others, her shoulders now shaking and body trembling as she struggled for breath. Would he soon become her widower?
Tanya! Tanya! Parker, come here! Help me carry her!
We have to find the source of the fire. We have to put it out. It'll take too long for the fire engines to arrive.
Mom, stop. Don't go back in there. There is no fire.
But all the smoke.
There are no flames. No heat.
His eyes stung, but stayed dry. He was used to this stuff, to chemical attacks used to flush soldiers out in an ambush.
Tear gas. Come, get behind here. The shooter could be out here.
But right now, gunfire was the least of his concerns. He glanced down at his bride lying in his arms. She hadn't just passed out from fear. She was too still for that, too lifeless.
Tanya! She's not breathing. Tanya!
The gas must have aggravated her asthma.
Where's her inhaler?
She always has one in her purse. I just ran up to check, but it's not in there.
Cooper's breath slowed as he realized whoever had set off the smoke bomb had also stolen Tanya's inhaler. This person knew her well, too well. He put his suspicions aside to focus on his bride. He dropped to his knees and began CPR. Pressing his lips to hers, he tried to give her his breath to bring her back.
Call 911!
I hear sirens. Someone must have reported the smoke. She's not breathing! She's not breathing! Cooper, do something!